feel free to take food in the middle of the shiur, which is sponsored by Rav Aaron, Leil Nishmas, his father, Rav Pesach Ben, Ben Rav Moshe HaKohen, and the Shomer should have an Aliyah, Gan Eden Shomara. Most of the sixth parak of Brachos is heavy Hilchos Brachos, which is why we chose it. There isn't too much Agadata here, but there is one sugi of Agadata right at the beginning of the parak. And since we're learning our Seder, we're going to go through the Agadata. It's a pretty well-known Gemara, but maybe we'll try and touch on some points that are a little bit more more in-depth in the Gemara, which we're probably familiar with somewhat. So the Gemara tells us over here at the Tudas, Amid Heyam Beis, we were introduced to Birchas Hanenin, but then the Gemara interludes, takes somewhat of a digression, because the Gemara asked a contradiction earlier with regards to Birchas Hanenin, and the Gemara brings a similar contradiction as well within the Psukim. So the Tudas, Amid Heyam Beis, about the 10 lines from the top, the Gemara begins with Chanina Bar Papa Rami Ksiv. He has a contradiction between two Psukim. The Pasuk says, well, Kachti Degoni, Beito, as Pasuk can say for Hoshea. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you will take Degoni, my Dagon Beito, in its time. So the Pasuk refers to the Dagon, which is being eaten by Klal Yisrael, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dagon. Miksiva, Safta Degonecha. But yet the Pasuk says, Parshas Ekev, you should collect your Dagon. So it's ours. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, this has to do with the Gemara earlier when we talked about making a Birchas Hanenin and this matir, the food, before you make the bracha, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here it sounds like the food belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet the other pasuk sounds like it belongs to us. The Gemara says, like Kasha, Kam Bizman Shi Yisrael, Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim, when we're following the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dagon belongs to us. Kam Bizman Shi Ein Yisrael, Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim, but we're not following the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that at this point in the Gemara, Vasafta Degonecha is referring to a time when it's Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim. When it's Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim, the Dagon belongs to us. When it's V'lokachti Degoni V'itoi, where Ein Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim, and it remains the possession of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So at this point, Vasafta Degonecha is referring to a time of Ein Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim, which is a point that Tosfos notes, and it's going to be relevant later on in the Gemara. Anyway, but the Gemara continues with the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, another contradiction between Tupsukim. One of them we mentioned already, but Safta Degonecha, you should collect the grain. Matam Aloyma, what is it coming to teach us? Obviously, you have to collect the grain if you want to eat. Lefisha Nemar, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Yahushua, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zemi Picha. You never are supposed to stop learning. How, so if a person is never always learning, how is it ever going to be able to have time to collect the wheat? Yachol Dvarim Kichsavon. I might think you should literally never stop learning. Tam Aloyma, about Safta Degonecha. The Pasuk says you have to go out and collect the wheat. So Hanik Bahad Midas Derech Eres Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, what it means is you have two psukim over here. One says, Lo Yom B'Shefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. The other says, V'Asafta Degonecha. So Hanik Bahad Midas Derech Eres, do like most people would do, which is make a kind of a compromise. Have a work, you know, a work-learning schedule. You learn sometimes, you work sometimes. Kemidas Derech Eres, which sounds like it was the more of the normative or the common approach. Rav Shimon Bayechai Omer, Efshar Adam Chayish V'Shas Chayish V'Zareh B'Shas Zriya. If he's going to follow all of the seasons and you know the come along for in the agricultural field, he's never going to have time to learn. Efshar Adam Chayish V'Shas Chayish. He's going to plow the time of plowing Zareh B'Shas Zriya. He's going to plant the time of planting. V'Koytz V'Shas Kitzira V'Dosh V'Shas Disha. He's going to cut at the time of the harvesting, and then he's going to thresh at the time of the threshing. V'Zareh B'Shas Haruach. He's going to winnow at the time that the wind is blowing. Torah Mateyoga. When is he ever going to learn? El Bizman Shi Yisrael Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim Malach Denasai Deyachirim. When Klal Yisrael is doing the Ritzon HaShem Makoim, that's Lo Yom HaShefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. We're going to, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us because Malach Denasai Deyachirim Shenemar Va'amdu Zarim V'Rohu Tzaynachem. Other people, strangers, are going to come and they're going to take care of our animals. El Bizman Shi Yisrael Oisim Ritzon HaShem Makoim, when we're not following the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we're going to actually have to work for ourselves. So here the pasuk about Safta Degonecha is when it's Ein Oisim Ritzon HaShamakom. Earlier the pasuk about Safta Degonecha was Oisim Ritzon HaShamakom. So Tosfos says maybe it was Oisim Vein Oisim. They were good enough that the food belonged to them, not good enough necessarily to have their, you know, to have their parnasa taken care of on their behalf. Or maybe there's actually a machlekes here as to what the pasuk is referring to. Either way, the Gemara at this point resolves the contradiction in two possible ways. Rabbi Shmuel says Hanik Ben Midas Derech Eretz. Shimon Bar Yochai says no. One is talking about when it's Oisim Ritzon HaShamakom. One is talking about when it's Ein Oisim Ritzon HaShamakom. V'gol Oin, and when it's Ein Oisim Ritzon HaShamakom, which is finished Shimon Bar Yochai, he says V'gol Oin El Shemalach Desacherim Nasas Ayoda. Not only we're not going to have others to take care of our malacha for us, we're going to actually have to do the malacha of others. Shenema Bavadata Esayvecha. You're going to have to work for those for your enemies. So the Machlekes Tanoim, how to resolve this contradiction in the Psukim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a few svarim. He has the Golyone Ashas on the Gemara, and then he has the Asman Dairais and the Lekach Toiv, which he wrote when he was a very young man. He's a bucky in Gan Shas, and he has svarim that you don't find that style by others. He says, klalim in Shas, like, what's the, halach about this that's not discussed anywhere, and he brings rayas back and forth in Gan Shas, six rayas this way, seven rayas that way. A fantastic ilui. So, and one of his svarim called Tziyunim L'Toyra. So again, he has different original chakiras. So he wonders, one of the Yogim Amidah that turned to Jeshus Bohem is in the list of Rabbi Shimon, of Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Suma Achishim Zeh. Achibah Kotzva Shishim Achriya B'nei. You have two contradictory psukim. We can't figure out how to resolve them until a third pasuk comes along and resolves the contradiction. That's one of the Yigim Amidah that turned to Jeshus Bohem. So he wonders, what if the Shnei Ksum Machishim Zed? Then there's no Kotzva Shlishi Amachriya B'nei. What do we do? What's the rule then? If there's a Kotzva Shlishi, a third pasuk that resolves the contradiction, we know what we do. That's one of the Yigim Amidah that turned to Jeshus Bohem. What if there's no Kotzva Shlishi? So he claims that's the machlokes here between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. You have two ksuvim hamachishim zeh and zeh. There is no kotzva shlishi amachriya b'neihem. So there, it's a machlokes. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, whenever you have two extremes at either end, pick one of the extremes. Or kamiz mancha, it's mitzvah shemakom, kamiz mancha, ain't no mitzvah shemakom. But both extremes remain. Rabbi Shmuel's view is, no, whenever you have two psukim that go to two different extremes, two different models that are not compatible, and there's no kotzva shlishi, you're supposed to make a compromise between the two extremes. Then Rabbi Yosef Engel, in classic Rabbi Yosef Engel fashion, finds two other Gemaras that he thinks argue about the same Yesoi. The Gemara in Pesachim that we know quotes a contradiction in the Psukim about the nature of Yontif. One pasuk says, in connection with Pesach, Atzeres L'Hashem Aleikecha, that Yontif is supposed to be dedicated for learning, davening and learning. The pasuk says, I think by Shmini Atzeres T'yelochem. So it's supposed to be eating and drinking. So Gemara asks, which is it? So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. One says, Chalkeu, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. You split Yontif, half for you, half for Kadosh Baruch Hu, half davening and learning, half eating and drinking. That's why on the Shabbos and Yontif, it was also Chalkeu. So we try not to fast past Chatzos, because it's Chalkeu. You can daven and learn half the day, but you shouldn't be fasting past Chatzos. You have to split it. Every time we daven, we go home and have a Suda. So Friday night, we daven, we go home and have a Suda. Even on Shabbos, we daven, we go home and have a Suda. That's why mincha is really supposed to be before Shavuot Shudas. It's always supposed to be chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hachem. Davening, eating, it goes out of that relationship. We're supposed to preserve that model. The other view in the Gemara, though, is no. Oy kula l'Hashem, oy kula l'Hachem. Either you have the choice. Either davening and learning the whole day or eating and drinking. That's the focus of the day. So Rabbi Yosef Engel claims, again, same machlekes. What should you do? Should you make a pshara? You have two contradictions to psukim. So you say chalkeu, chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'Hachem. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Hanik b'amidas derech eretz. Kind of make a compromise. Or do we say no? Oy kula l'Hashem, oy kula l'Hachem. He finds another Gemara, Bava Basra. The Gemara is talking about the nature of the Kruvim, or the direction of the Kruvim. The Pasuk says in Parashat Tetzaveh that they were Ufneim Isha Lochiv, the Kruvim on top of the Arun are facing each other. However, there's a Pasuk in the very Yomim, Ufneim Labayas. They were not facing each other, were facing away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, away from each other. So the Gemara says, there's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, no, Kam Bismansha, Oysim Ritzana Shamakam, Kam Bismansha, Eino Simitzana Shamakam. When it's Oysim Ritzana Shamakam, they're locked in an embrace, representing our relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's Eino Simitzana Shamakam, they turn to face the bias, they're facing away from each other. To show the anger that exists, the hostility that exists in the relationship. The other view in the Gemara, though, is no, Mitzade Tzedudi. They were facing diagonal. So again, a compromise between facing each other, facing away from each other. They were facing actually mitzadei tzedudi. They were facing, kind of a compromise view. So Rabbi Yosef Engel claims that that's this running machlokes. It's about the methodology of learning what to do when the snake suma achishim zeh zeh, and there's no kosher vashlishi hamachriya b'neihem. Yeah, that's what he claims, the machlokes. Seems to me that there's always extremists. We always have extremists. The extremists love the extremes. So they're going to say, oy kula l'Hashem, oy kula l'Hachem, Hashem v'yichai. Some are always looking for pshuras, always looking to compromise. Some are looking for extremes when we should compromise. Some are looking for compromises when we should hold the line. For the extremes, it's a hard balance to know. But maybe it reflects these two different kinds of outlooks on life. Some are the more extreme by nature, some are the more, a little bit more. Mezuzah also, that's the Ramah. That's my focus, we showing him, and it's the Ramah, it's a compromise. Everyone asks the Ramah, you make no one happy. Either it's supposed to be vertical, or it's supposed to be horizontal, or it's a compromise. Yeah, Simon for Shalom Bayis. You should always walk into the house and see a compromise as you walk in. Okay. Yeah, so the Gemara continues. Amar Abai with a postscript. Harbe also Rabbi Shmuel also the other. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel also the other, and they were successful. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'loy also the other. They followed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they were not successful. So Amar Rav the Rabbi. Okay, we'll get to that Gemara in a second. Okay, so the Gemara has a postscript. Many followed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which sounds like we kind of conclude like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Shmuel. That's what was effective, for most. However, that's the Gemara we have here. There's a Gemara though, Menachis, the Achrayim asked, which seems to mamash be pumfa keret on both scores, both within the view of Rabbi Shmuel as well as within the view of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai. The Gemara says Menachis and that's the Testament Beis. Am Rabbi Yochai Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai. Afilu lo kara adam ela kriyashma shachris va'arvis. Even if all you do is learn kriyashma shachris va'arvis, kiyam lo yama sefer torah mipicha. You fulfilled v'gisa v'yayim v'layla. You're just learning kriyashma, meaning you're learning a token amount in the morning, learning a token amount at night. You fulfilled lo yama sefer torah mipicha v'gisa v'yayim v'layla. The Gemara says, "Davar zeh asur la'omer b'fnei ha'aretz." Don't tell people you could be yotzei zayin with just kriyashma, because they'll abuse that. But Rava says, mitzvah la'omer b'fnei ha'aretz. It's a mitzvah to tell them where people have chizuk, that they're fulfilling the obligation instead of constantly feeling bad about themselves. Okay, fine. But then the Gemara continues. Shol ben dama chesay shor Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel. Ben dama ben chesay shor Rabbi Shmuel. His nephew asked Rabbi Shmuel, "Kegoyin ani? What about me? Shol amadati kol ha'torah kula. I learned kol ha'torah kula. Mahu lilmud chachmas yivanes? Can I learn Greek? Karlav amik, or the wisdom of the Greeks. Karlav amik razeh lo yom shefer tarzeh mi pichu begisa b'yomim v'layla. You have to learn day and night. So if you can find the time that's not day and not night, say ubedayik shosh ainu loymin ayom v'loymin alayla." Learn about Chokhmah Sivanis. You want to learn Chokhmah Sivanis in the bathroom when you can't learn Torah? Fine. But any other time that's not that's part of day or part of night, so then you're not allowed to learn Chokhmah Sivanis. So over there, the Gemara Mamish did just the opposite. Here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says only learning. Over there, the Gemara says in Mesechus Menachos, Shimon Bar Yochai says a token amount. Just learn once in the morning, once in the evening, and you're good. Here, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to... Here, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Hanik by me the star cheretz, make a compromise." Over there, though, in the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, so there, Rabbi Shmuel says, "No, you have to find a time that's not day and that's not night, and then you can learn Chokhmas Yivanis." Why? If it's Hanik by me the star cheretz, kind of the compromise view. You don't have to be learning all the time; you're learning some of the time. Why over there in Masechtas Menachos is he so extreme? Find the time that's not day and that's not night, and then you can learn Chokhmas Yivanis. So Rabbi Shmuel seems to have kind of just the opposite view that he has over here. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also seems to flip. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over here, it's only learning, literally. And then over there, the Gemara says, no, it's enough, once in the morning, once at night. What's going on? So both need a resolution. So in terms of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's a famous shtickle from the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He has valuable work for so many reasons, but he has a kuntras on Talmud Torah, which is often cited. So in the kuntras of Talmud Torah, the Alter Rebbe, see, he resolves the contradiction between Rishim Bar Yochai by distinguishing between two parts to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's one part to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is a person has to know Kol Torah Kula. That's based on the pasuk Vishinantum of Anecha, Shiudivrei Torah Mechudalim Beficha, the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Everybody has to be able to answer any shayla and kol tarakua teshalcha al tegam game termaloi. You shouldn't hesitate. You should be able to have it on the tip of your tongue like this. He then says it doesn't mean the Torah is obviously immense and endless and it's rechavim aruka midei eretz rechavim midei yam. The post says in Iyov, so much there. So what it means is no halakas psukas. That's why the Lubavitchers are very into learning. They're going through the Rambam. You learn halakas psukas. So then, with the Midrashim and with Shas and with the Mishnayos and Tanakh, if you know all that, the understanding, the Lomdos, the Amkos, that's something else. But everybody has an obligation to know Kol HaTorah Kula. That's Vishinatam of Anecha, Vidibaratam. But then, there's another Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that's a person should be involved in Torah, Asik in Torah. That's Vigisa B'Yayim and V'Layla. Two separate mitzvahs. So says the Alter Rebbe, that's the resolution over here to this contradiction with regards to Rishim Bar Yochai. Rishim Bar Yochai over here in the Gemara Brachos is talking about a person at the beginning of his learning. At the beginning of his learning, he's amassing knowledge, no time to waste. That has to do with the amassing of knowledge. The Gemara Menachos is talking about who? Who is the Gemara Menachos talking about? Shalom ben Dama Achaisai. Show Rabbi Shmuel, who said, "Kigoyinani shulamadati kol Torah kula." He said, "I already know kol Torah kula." He wasn't being boastful. He was saying, "I know halachas psukos. Of course, I have a lot more to learn in terms of the amkos of learning, but I finished halachas psukos that I know. I know kiddush shulchan aruch, whatever it is. I know the midrash. I know that part he knew." So he was saying, "What about me?" So that Gemara is not talking about amassing knowledge of Vishinatam of Anecha, knowing Kol Torah. That's talking about the activity of being engaged in learning. Oh. So that's what Shimon Bar Yochai says. In terms of the activity of being engaged in learning, it's enough. If you do a token amount in the morning, you do a token amount in the evening, you're engaged in the activity in the morning and the evening, so that you'd say that obligation. So the way the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Rav, resolves this contradiction is that they're talking about two different mitzvahs. Here we're talking about a person at different stages in his learning. Here we're talking about a guy at the beginning of his learning, he's amassing knowledge. There we're talking about an accomplished Talmud Chacham, he already knows Kol Torah Kula. So then when it comes to Asik and Torah, it's enough if it's once in the morning, once at night. He uses this to resolve a famous contradiction in the Rambam with regards to Oisik b'mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah. Generally, a person's involved in one mitzvah, he doesn't have to stop it, he's not allowed to stop in order to do another mitzvah. What if the mitzvah that he's engaged in is Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah that presents itself, you know, the competing mitzvah, is a mitzvah that's not able to be done by anybody else? So the Gemara says in Ma'ikana Daf Tes that you're supposed to stop learning in order to perform the mitzvah. You're supposed to stop learning. Eisik mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. A person's in the middle of learning. A mitzvah presents itself. You cannot delegate the mitzvah to somebody else. You have to stop your learning in order to do the mitzvah. However, the Rambam, and that's the Gemara. That's not surprising. The Rambam, though, writes in Hilchos Ishus, in discussing when a person should get married in the course of his development. So Rambam says you have the right to push off getting married till after he's done learning. Rechaim b'tzavar, v'yasik b'tzavar, the Gemara in Kiddushin. So Rambam asks, but how? The mitzvah that's before him is puruvu. So what that he's learning? The puruvu should push aside the learning. It's not efshalasa saidei acherim. So Rambam says, no, when it comes to Talmud Torah, or when it comes to one mitzvah, and another competing mitzvah presents itself, we say, ha'oisik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah, v'kol shekein b'Talmud Torah. Certainly when all the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. So of course there's no oisik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. How could the Rambam say Oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah when he's discussing when a kid should get married? In the course of his development, he can postpone it for his learning. But Oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. So what is the Rambam talking about? It seems to be a contradiction. So again, the Shulchan Aruch Rav resolves there's a difference between these two mitzvahs. The Rambam, in the person at the beginning of his learning. So there the Rambam is talking about a person who's amassing knowledge. Oh, when it comes to that, we say Oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah v'kol shekein b'Talmud Torah. Certainly by Talmud Torah. You cannot, that qualitative experience of a person at the beginning of his learning is something that will never be able to be recaptured in life. You see it in Lamaisa. People come to learning later in life. It's much, much harder than a person who was exposed to learning earlier in life. It's just, it's easier. The language is easier. The syntax is easier. The concepts are easier because, I don't know what it is, but when the brain is being developed and you kind of put that knowledge in there, it becomes the basis. It goes in a different place in the brain. Later in life is much harder, much harder. So when it comes to amassing knowledge early on in life, so then, of course, then ha'ezim mitzvah, patim and mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah just like it does to any other mitzvah, and kol shekein b'Talmud Torah. The Rambam, and that's what the Gemara Ma'ikan is talking about, is talking about a mature person. When a mitzvah presents itself and he's in the middle of his learning, he has to stop his learning in order to tend to the mitzvah. It's not going to take him away from his learning for years. It's going to take him away. A parent asks for a cup of coffee, say he's in the middle of the Gemara, stop the Gemara in order to get the parent a cup of coffee. That's not quantitative commentary. That's not qualitative. That's quantitative. How many hours is he learning? How many hours is he being Isaac? It's not going to affect his ability to amass knowledge. So when it comes to that, so we say, ha'isik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. How could it be that it applies to Talmud Torah? I'm in the middle of learning about tzedakah, and Ani knocks on the door, I say, Anshulbitz, I can't help you now, I'm in the middle of learning about tzedakah. What? How could it be? I'm so busy learning tzedakah, when an Ani comes to the door, I don't have the ability to help him. That's something felt in my learning. It's not a luma to manas lasos. In order for it to be a luma manas lasos, I have to stop my learning in order to help the Ani. I can't say I'm busy learning about hilchas tzedakah and hilchas kibud av aim, I can't help my parent. That doesn't make any sense. Incongruous. It's inconsistent. That's Asik in Torah. However, when it comes to amassing knowledge, so then we say, Ha'asik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Same distinction that he draws over here. So too, coming back, Shimon Bar Yochai also. Shimon Bar Yochai here is talking about amassing knowledge. There's no breaks there. There, he's uncompromising. In the Gemara Maseches Menachos, he's talking about the mitzvah of being Asik in Torah. The problem, though, is also within Rabbi Yishmael.
Huh? Doesn't know either.
Right. This is only for a Talmud Chacham. Because the Amaret, that's good for the point. And Amaret, this is not for him. It's only for the Talmud Chacham. For him, yeah. Okay. But not the Amaret ain't Akinami. He's got to go back to the Gemara and Brachas. That's for him. This pshak is not for him.
He's not Yoytze.
Right, that's exactly the point. That Gemara is talking about someone who's accomplished. What about within Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel over here, though, says, Hanik ben midas derech eretz. Over there in the Gemara Menachos, Rabbi Shmuel says, fine time, that's not min hayom, not min halayla, and then you can be yotzing a chacham as yivanas. How could it be that he's also inconsistent? So here, the Achrayim have teretz. It's in the Nefesh HaChaim. It's in the very Nefesh HaChaim. It's in the Briska Rav has in the Sefer HaChumash, Parshas Chayisara. The Toglas Yaakov Yosef has the exact same shot, lock, stock, and barrel. Everyone's saying the same thing. And that is that there's a difference between what kind of person we're talking about. Rabbi Yishmael over here is talking about who? Harbe. Harbe. The Gemara says, Harbe, also Kareb Yishmael, also be Adam. Harbe, also Kareb Yishmael, but also be Adam. When we're talking about Harbe, that's the only person Rabbi Yishmael was talking about in the first place. The question is, what should be the shita for the Hamaynam? Rishim Bayachai says the shita for the Amaynam is only learning. A lot of people followed that and it didn't work, the Gemara says. Harbe followed Rabbi Shmuel and it did work. Meaning, what's the shita for the Amaynam? The shita for the Amaynam is Hanik ben Midas Derech Eretz. That's the shita. But Enoch Inami, there could be outstanding individuals who that approach of Rabbi Shmuel is for, of Rishim Bayachai, of Lo Yama Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, literally, is for them. There could be rare individuals like that. And that's what the Gemara Maseches Menachos is talking about. It's talking about Ben Dama Ben Achleizah Rabbi Shmuel was the rare individual. That guy finished Kol Torah Kula. That's not a common thing, right? For most guys in, you know, second year base measure, they can see him at Shas. It's not a common thing. It happens once in a while, okay? And I'm not saying see him at Shas is the marker, but it could just be a flex. But whatever it is, whoever is that outstanding individual, that sheet is for him. So all the Gemara meant to say over here is, even Rabbi Shmuel, when we meant it for the Hamoin, what's the Harbe? That's the sheet that we should preach. Hanik behemidas teracheres. Gemara Menachos is talking about an outstanding individual, Yechidei Skula. So then, perhaps even Rabbi Shmuel would concede that that's the proper approach. The Briska Rav says this in order to resolve a problem within the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yoivo, it's one of the most famous passages in the Rambam today for obvious reasons, but the Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yoivo says, not only is Shevet Levi supported by the community, Loi Shevet Levi Bovad, anybody else who's Nad Baruchai Oisai, anybody who's so moved, so inspired, not that he was forced, he's moved, he's inspired internally to dedicate himself to Talmud Torah, to throw himself on the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. Such an individual has the right to follow in the model of Shevet Levi and throw himself completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide all of his needs. How could the Rambam quote that? That's Rishim Bayachai. That's what Yom HaSefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, literally. Here the Gemara says, Harbe also Kareb Rishim Bayachai, the Loi also be Yadam. We don't pass like Rishim Bayachai, we pass like Rabbi Yishmael. How could the Rambam quote this at the end of Shemitah V'Yoyevo, the opinion of Rishim Bayachai? So Briska Rav explains, the Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yoyevo is talking about that rare individual. That's not the Shita. That's not the Shita that everybody is Shevet Levi. No, it's a person who's not Verucha Oisai. And by the way, that's not a person who's being guaranteed Parnassa from some other source. That's a person who throws himself on the Ribbono Shel Olam and trusts in his Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a slightly different model. It has to be the Rambam means that. Because Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks on the Rambam, how could the Rambam here support Kayolim? The Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Talmud Torah is against Kayolim. He feels that that's being supported by the community. That's like, you know, using Torah for your own Hana. It's a controversial Rambam. The Keshef Mishnah says we don't pass like this Rambam. Kayolim wouldn't survive if we follow this Rambam. We need Kayolim, whatever it is. But the Rambam, you know, within the Rambam doesn't believe in the model of being supported by the community in order to learn Torah. So how could the Rambam say, at the end of Shemitah V'Yoyevo, anybody has the right to follow Shevet Levi and throw themselves onto the community? He says he's not throwing himself on the community, Chaim Kanievsky. That Gemara is talking about, that Rambam is talking about a person who has so much bitachin, it's b'chal al cheshbon by him. He throws himself on the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. That's for the Yechidei Skula. That works. Over here, this Gemara is talking about the Harbe. Harbe also Kareb Yishmael. But also be on them. Harbe also Kareb Yishmael, but Chai also be on them. The Briska Rav uses it to resolve the contradiction. Rav Aaron just mentioned the Gemara in his Siyam at the end of Kiddushin, the last Mishnah. The Mishnah says there that Rabbi Meir encourages people to teach their son in Umnes Nekiya V'Kala, a clean, a nice profession. You know, no gneva, and he doesn't have to resort to underhanded means in order to make a parnasa. However, then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Neiroi. Rabbi Neiroi says, I'm weaving aside all professions. I'm only teaching my son Torah. The problem is, the Gemara says in Erev and Adaf Yagimu, Rabbi Meir, Hainu Reb Noiroi. They both mean the same thing, because Rabbi Meir was Meir Einei Chachamim Balocha. He enlightened everybody as to the Alocha, so the name Meir means to enlighten. So Rabbi Meir is Reb Noiroi. How could he say in the very same line, that we should always teach your son a clean and nice profession, but yet at the same time he said, so Biskarov says that the second part, the second clause, is talking about his son. He says, yeah, for the Hamayin, it's La'ilam Yomar Adam is Benoy, Umnas Nikiv Akala. You should always teach them. That's Harbe Yasu Kirby Shmav, also be Adam. That's the policy. That's the Shita. However, there's Yochid. I see my son is outstanding. Every parent seems to think that, but okay, but he knew he was really outstanding. So he says, Meniach Nikiv Umnas Shabi Yom, Veni Malamad is Benio Terra. So my son, I'm only going to teach Torah. That's for the Yechidim. All right, let's go on to the Gemara. So then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, both everything here is so famous. But Amalei Rava the Rabbanon, b'metusa minayichu. Rava says to the Rabbanon, I beg you, b'yomi nisan, b'yomi tishrei lo texu kamoi. He says, don't come to me to learn during yomi nisan, yomi tishrei. That was the months in which they harvested the produce. There were some that were summer crops, some that were winter crops. So kihei lo tishrei du b'mezaynayichu kuli shasa. You see, you should plan in advance. He said, don't come nisan and tishrei, So that you're not busy with mizaynus the whole year long. Meaning, take those months, use it for your parnasa, and the rest of the time be free to learn. Don't always have it on your mind. Always have your parnasa on your head. It's better if you can condense it in those short periods of time, rather than having this be on your mind the whole year long. So he said, spend those months learning. However, there's a klayakar on Chumash. The klayakar says on Chumash, the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Why did he tell them these 2 months? So he says, because
these 2 months they spent working, he told them this was a good parnasa plan, spend the 2 months working so you won't have to worry about it the rest of the year.
But since they took 2 months off every year to be Isaac and parnasa, so that's why every 7 years we have a Shnas HaShemitah. The Shnas HaShemitah was meant to be a year of a sabbatical, to take off from working the fields in order to learn. Why does it have to be every 7 years? Obviously, it's Xeris HaKosev. But the Klayakar says, no, it's because every year you take off 2 months. So you're missing learning 2 months. So 2 months, the first year, 2 months, the second year. After 6 years, it amounts to 12 months. So in order to make up for those 2 months that you missed every year, being Isaac and Parnassa, so you have to make it up to 7th year by taking a sabbatical. Okay, very nice. That's what the meaning of Rashi. Rashi said the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimar. Rashi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke this to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And it has to do with the Parsha of Shemitah, which follows right after in Parshas Bahar. Rashi says, Ma in Shemitah it's Har Sinai. So Koyoka says, others say the same thing. I think Sfarno says that it's because Shnas HaShemitah is supposed to be a Shabbos Hashem. It's supposed to be a year of learning. A year of learning. That's what the whole year is for. The year is a year for learning. So Ma'in and Shemitah, it's our Sinai. Shemitah is supposed to be a year of learning in order to make up for those 2 months that they missed before. All right, one last thing. The Gemara continues. V'amar Rabbah Bachana, Amar, Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Goy. Look, you read this Hadaris. Daris Harishanim Hayim Achnisim. No, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Amar Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yechon, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Goy. Yeah. Boreish, look, Daris Harishanim, Daris Achrenim. Daris Harishanim, Asu, Teiras, and Keva, Malach, and Arai. They made the Torah a Keva, the Malach was an Arai. Zuv, Azunis, Kaim, Yodan, and therefore they were successful. Daris Achrenim, today, Asu, Malach, and Keva, Teiras, and Arai. They're doing the Malach, and Keva, and the Torah is Arai. Zuv, Azulon, is Kaim, Yodan. So now they have neither one. They have neither one. So what should you do? Sounds like the Gemara is recommending what? Torah Keva, Malach Arai. See, Achreinim asked, 1 minute, this sounds like a lot like Shin Bar Yochai. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said, do both. Hanim ben Midas Derech Eretz. You got to work. Vasaf Degonecha. Over here, it's already bashing that guy. It's saying, no, Torah is in Keva, Malach and Arai. If you make the Malach Keva, and the Torah is Arai, so then learn is Kaim V'Yodam. But how? This seems to be backtracking. It seems to be like Shin Bar Yochai. So Todos Yaakov Yosef says, fantastic shot. It's well known. Todos Yaakov Yosef says, no, what the Gemara means over here, of course you're going to do like Rabbi Shmuel. Harbe also Rabbi Shmuel, but also be Adam. But in your mind, what's the Iker? In your mind, what's the Keva and what's the Arai? It's not talking about in terms of your time allocation. It's talking about in terms of your priorities, your chashivos, what you attribute more significance to, and what, where my chiyos is. So it's good. A person should have a parnasa where he's satisfied. But where's your real chiyos has to be in spiritual pursuit. So that's what it means. Asu toiras and keva. Make that your ikar, malach to narai. Even though you're going to find Rabbi Shmuel. It's a nice postscript. Even if you find Rabbi Shmuel, make sure that you have your priorities straight. All right. Yeah.